Let's meditate. Ready? Do your coughing, do your blowing. Turn off your cell phone, Geshe Michael. Oh, is Bertha here? Bertha? Where are you? Oh, I got some medicine for her. Should I give it to you? Okay. Give it to Tim. Okay. All right. Let's go. Close your eyes. Relax your forehead. Relax your mouth. Relax your fingers. Pull in your stomach. Relax your shoulders. Pull the backs of your shoulders together, shoulder blades. Small smile. And then come to your breath. Then ask yourself, how much time do I have left in my life? What do you guess? How many years left? and start to divide that time. If it's, I don't know, 20 years left, then imagine half of it is taken by sleeping, eating, cooking, cleaning, of the time left from that 10 years, how much of that time will you have to devote to making money, to pay your rent, to pay for your food, help your family? Maybe 7 years? At least 3 years left, and you're not going to be able to practice all the time. You have other things you want to do, talk to your friends, look on the internet, see movies. Maybe you have a year and a half left, 18 months for practice in your life. If it goes well, if you have 20 years left, you'll be able to spend 18 months on your practice. Can you reach enlightenment in 18 months? Sit with this for 10 minutes. And then takes three slow breaths. Watch three slow breaths. Then you can slowly open your eyes. Stretch, take a stretch. If you're in front of the air conditioner and you feel cold, you might want to move. If you think you'll get sick from it, okay? But it helps everybody else, okay? What happened? Okay. If you need a sweater, you can get a sweater. Get up and get a sweater. So we said we can divide people into adults, right? People over 20. Real people. We can divide them into people who want, making excuses. They'd like to be practicing, but they don't have time. And then, I don't know, people over 40 who decided it's too late. Okay. So when we see those people, Dedak Tomana, all right. I think the paragraph before, yeah. Yeah, Dedak Tomana. Dedak la kyen de dashing. Then we should think, I don't want to be like that. Nima rere ne che je long me pe de me pe chawa kel che re su ne min du par. Then don't make up new jobs for yourself. Okay? So start to cut back. Okay? Don't take useless jobs from people. Okay? It's not nice to waste your life. Okay? If somebody else wants to waste your life for you by giving you meaningless jobs, you should politely say, I'm sorry, I'm going to die this afternoon. You know? I don't have time to bake your cousin's birthday cake. And it's not impolite. Okay? If you honestly... You know, all of us are Buddhist and we want to be nice to people, but it's not wrong to tell people, I don't have time for that, you know. I'm sorry, I love you, I would like to bake a cake for your cousin's birthday, but I have to do my practice. I went to see the Dalai Lama at Lincoln Center many years ago. They gave a program for saving the ancient books, and... He gave a talk at, I think, 5 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, he said, excuse me, I have to leave. You know? And everybody got upset. And he said, I'm sorry, I have to do my practice every day. And it's 6 o'clock, I have to go home, I have to go to bed early, because I get up early. And he just left 1,000 people. You know? They're like, I have to go home now. I'm sorry. In the middle of his talk, he said, I have to go home. I'm sorry. You guys have a good time. Okay? So you should be like that. It's not impolite. Okay? It's just... And people will get mad at you for a while, but then you should put the uncatchable diamond ahead of you and be the unembarrassed diamond behind you. And okay? So for a while, your family will say you're not a nice person because you didn't make a birthday cake, you know? And then after a while, they forget about it. And they don't expect you, okay? I worked in the corporation for 19 years. And the first week, I told the boss, I will not go to business dinners ever. Never, ever. You can fire me now, or don't ask me. In 19 years, I didn't go to a business dinner. You know, everybody had to go. I didn't go. I said, I don't have time. You know, I study in the evening. So 19 years, I didn't go to a business dinner. Okay? You just have to decide. I don't have time. Okay? And be polite, but be firm. Okay? I don't have time. I'm sorry. I love you. I love birthday cakes. I love to eat birthday cakes. I love to make them. But I'm sorry. I have a schedule for my practice, and I can't do it. If you want to do yoga with me tomorrow, I can fit it in. Okay. Unless it's a reet. Okay. Donna. I thought I was going to die in the evening. Then I thought I was going to die in her yoga class. Dimi kishawa kelchere sunim indurinyingi. Ningla rupa chikte. Ningla rupa means put a bone in your heart, and it means be firm with other people, okay? Just be firm. I'm sorry, I don't have time for that, okay? Chute chidak shinje ranki togla ma pape kongtu. Until the day that the Lord of Death shows up at your door and knocks on your door, chuche kongtu. Try to do as much practice as you can, okay? The Lord of Death will show up at the door, and the Lord of Death will knock on the door one day, and try to do something before that, okay? And you can watch other people how they're wasting their lifetime, and you can use them as a bad example, okay? So your friends die one by one, and all my friends from college, they got cancer, and they're like, oh, what do I do, Geshe Michael? I said, you should have asked me 20 years ago. It's too late. Good day. Jay Ngawang Jambe Kyang. So there was a lama named Ngawang Jampa. He said, Berna Tong Chen Betengdu. So if you put a pile of flour, barley flour, out here, okay, outside the door, on a Tung means a big empty space, like a plane or something, like here, like right here. Tengdu, pung chenpushik, you put a big pile of flour, pung yuna, lungbe pune, and from the high points of the mountains, chu chenpushik chungwe, there's a big flood coming. So once a year, this empty wash out here, it becomes a big river once a year. If there's a big rainstorm, and you can go walking in it, it's kind of fun. It goes up to about here. It's very deep. That's why we're not allowed to build buildings on that side. This is the edge, because it will flood. Once a year it will flood. And I used to go out there and walk around in the water, and then I found out rattlesnakes also come down with the flood. And they're like, they're like that. Then when they touch your leg, they're like, and then I'm like, ew, you know. So once a year, this big flood will come. And if you know the water is coming, then chak chak, if it's about to, chak means to sweep a floor. And chak means almost ready to sweep away the grain, right? Chepala rangi tene rangkar dena. If you just stand there and say, wow, look, there's a big flood coming. Dena, druchikya milumbar. And you don't try to grab some of the flour and bring it inside, right? Some of the wheat. You don't try to bring it inside. Kardena, ne druchikya milumbar, chukya drola, dewe rangi hortak tsumba. You should, if you see a flood coming, I saw a video. There was a landslide, and there was a couple of cars there. And the landslide came down and took away two or three cars, and there are other three, four cars waiting. And the guy's like this. And he saw this cars, three, four cars are taken off a cliff, you know. And then he's like, hmm. And then he turned around very slow. He put on his blinker. And he turned around, you know. You should move a little faster than that. They were around the hurtak. Hurtak means, you know, move fast, do something. Hurtak, simba my yangbar. And don't get distracted while you're trying to pull the grain out. You know, don't say, "Oh, look at the sky. There's a Jupiter." Okay, my young bar chinukyur surkyal namtang. Try to save as much of you as you can of that precious stuff. Pumbo ruchik runyitsam limbaong. Maybe you can save one or two parts of the pile of grain. Tap leg na yongzog lene. If you're lucky, tap leg means, you know, if things go well, maybe you save the whole pile. What's the pile represent in our discussion today? More specifically, the time you have left. Okay? The time you have left. Okay? You have 5 years left, you have 10 years left. Then what's the flood? Your death is coming. Okay? So do something. Oh, maybe I should try to save a few years. You know, maybe I should try to make something out of the years I have left. Okay? So move. Hortak. Move. Do something. Okay? Do something. You have so many years left. Try to save as much as you can. Okay? And again, you have to be tough with the people around you. You know, they will try to waste your time. You know, and be very polite and, you know, I'm sorry, I have to. Sometimes in my business, when I'm supposed to have a coffee break, I will meditate. Then people start to bother me. Then I would go to the bathroom. And in the stall, the little door, and I don't lift up the toilet seat. I just sit on the toilet seat and I meditate. And I don't know, people thought I had diarrhea or something. And so if you're serious about your practice, you can find a way. You can find a way. You can say, "I don't feel so good. I got to go sit in the bathroom for 10 minutes. I used to be in the middle of board meeting. The board meeting go for 6-7 hours. And then I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I got, and I go to the bathroom, and all the 8 other vice presidents are having a meeting, and I'll sit there and meditate in the bathroom, you know. Probably there's a lot of rumors about what I'm doing in there. Namtang. But if you're serious, you can find a way to avoid hurting other people's feelings. You can say, "I'm sorry, you know, I can't go tonight. I love you. I want to see Star Wars number 14 with you. But you know, I promised my Lama I'd do something, you know." So, okay. Then people will start to understand that you don't do those things, okay? And then you'll have more time. So the first few times you have to be clear and nice, but tough, firm, okay? Okay, save as much of the years you have left as you can. We have to try to practice the 3 paths of the Lamrim. First one up to Guangzhou, second one up to Shanghai, third one up to Beijing. Number 1, try not to have a bad death and a bad rebirth. Number 2, try not to come back to any suffering place. Number 3, try to become a Buddha and help. So dedicate your heart to those 3 things. Che gu sung, de ta kyu chen sum sam ne. So now we have 3 reasons why death is certain, right? What was the first one? You can't stop it. It doesn't matter how strong you are. It doesn't matter where you go. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you go, and it doesn't matter how much money you have. Okay? That was the first one. What was the second one?
Candle.
Yeah, just remember candle. It's always decreasing all the time. And we just had the third one. Yeah, the time you have left, it's only a little bit you can practice, because you got to poo-poo, you got to eat, you got to take a shower, you got to make money, you got to sleep. Okay? You got to watch internet movies. Okay? So even the time you have left, there's not much left. How do you want to show that in a picture? If the second one is a candle, that's meditation number 15. I wasn't supposed to get this far. What's the picture going to be for 16?
WeChat.
Huh? WeChat? I was thinking just 20 plus 20 plus 20 plus 10. I don't know. But what do you think? Yeah, baby sleeping maybe. I like the hourglass. I think I like the hourglass. The sand is, you know, the sand is going, yeah, you know. But that's kind of number two. Anybody have a better picture? Yeah, like 1/8 of a pizza. I'll go for that. Yeah, a pizza pan and only one slice left. How's that? That's how much life I have left. 7 pieces ate already. 1 piece is waiting. Now I want a pizza. Let's try pizza, okay? So number 15 is a candle. Number 16 is a... Number 14 is those yoga people, strong yoga people. Okay, if you can do a handstand, you don't have to die. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, is it wrong to do handstand? No, you should do a handstand. Okay, now we're on Sawanipa. What's that mean? Sawanipa. Yeah, the second main idea. The first main idea was, it's not certain. Death is certain. And there were 3 reasons. Doesn't matter how strong you are. It's the candle and the pizza. Okay? Okay? We finished the first 3. Now we're on the second group of 3. We're supposed to do this in Guadalajara. We are advanced. We'll probably repeat them in Guadalajara a little bit. Okay. Nipa namchi nge me sembala. Okay. Second one, you don't know when you're going to die. Okay. First one was, you have to die. Second one, you don't know when. Okay. You don't know when. And again, there are 3 what? There are 3 reasons why you don't know when. Okay. So here we go. Ready? We're on number 2A, which is going to be meditation number 17, good. Nice. Okay. Dambo chir zambaling ba dang ge ni tu ke se la nge pa me pa ni. So we live in a world, our planet in Buddhism is called Jambudvipa. Okay, it's a special planet. Okay, our planet is called Jambu. Okay, in Buddhism, our planet is called Jambu. Okay. Jambudvipa. And generally, there are 4 continents on this planet. There are 4 areas on this planet. We live in the area called Jambu. Okay? There are 3 other areas on this world. You can't see them. Okay? When you do the mandala, they are these 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? We are here. Okay, we're over here on your left thumb, okay? There are 3 other parts of the world you cannot see, okay? Okay. Could need to, so in this particular, there are 4 major parts of the world. You cannot see the other 3, okay? But they are there. People who live here on our side, in our world, their lifetime doesn't have a specific number. It's no guarantee. 60 years, 7 years, that's average, okay? Unfortunately, average means 50 people can live to 75 and you can die at 25. You see what I mean? That's average, okay? You don't know if you're going to live for 70 years, okay? 60 years, okay? In this part of the world. Chitzambaling, and especially, we live in a time when pollution is very high. Global warming is very strong, and because of that, people die earlier nowadays, okay? So, you know, in history, I don't know, 200 years ago, most people lived to 40, okay? But before that, they used to live to 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000, okay? So there's a little dip in the last 5,000 years or something, okay? This is a bad time in the cycle of the galaxy, and on this planet, people don't live very long. They used to live longer, like Adam and Eve time, like that, okay? Many, many years ago, people lived longer, okay? And right now, the world is polluted, and people are living shorter life. Tuki, Nyingma, we call it Nyingma. Nyingma, do you remember Nyingma? Yeah, degeneration, and it specifically means the dregs. So when you have a cup of tea, and at the bottom there's all the junky stuff, that's called Nyik. And we live in the junky stuff at the bottom of the tea era. We live in the time of lowest time in history. We are living in a dirty era, okay? People don't live very long. Nyiktuki se la ngepa mepani. Deyang namchi la ngepa shik yuna. This is a very famous sentence in the Lam Rim, okay? This is a very famous sentence. Maybe you can remember it, okay? Maybe you can remember it. Namchi la ngepa shik yuna. If there was a definite number of years that we are going to live. Like, if you're born, they give you a certificate that says you can live 100 years. Or you can live 200 years. If there's a number, definite number, then, Dambo Drab Dul Nyeng Kyung. Then we could devote 20 years to beating all of our enemies and people we don't like. Okay? We could, first part of our life, 20 years I will spend to beat all the people I don't like. You know, I will fight against them at my job, all the people I don't like at my job. I will give 20 years of my life to beat all the people I don't like at my job. And then next 20 years, I will give to take care of all my family and my friends and make them successful, okay? If you know you're going to live 100 years, okay, 20 years, first 20 years, I will get rid of all the people I don't like. Next 20 years, I'll take care of all the people I do like. And then I'll have 60 years left to myself, in peace. All the people I don't like my old manager at work, they will be gone because I kill them or I move them. And then 20 years I take care of all my friends. And then I have 60 years to myself. Okay? If life is certain, if you have 100-year guarantee, then you could spend the first part of your life to get rid of all the people you don't like. Like kill them or make them move out of the country. Okay? You can work hard on it. The next 20 years, you can take care of all your family, all your parents, your kids, okay? Then you have 60 years to yourself. But, then you can just be happy for 60 years, and you know you have 60 years to do Dharma stuff. You finished your worldly stuff. 20 years, you got rid of all your worldly enemies. 20 years, you took care of all your worldly friends. Now you have 60 years to yourself. You can meditate, you can do yoga, you can schedule your life like that, okay? If you know you have a fixed number of years. But that ain't the way it is. When you're born, nobody gives you a guarantee how many years you're going to live, okay? Because of that, we don't have time to do which of those things. Because there's no guarantee how many years you're going to live, you don't have time to take care of all the people you don't like. Okay? So just forget them. Okay? Like all the people who attack me on the internet. I should spend 1 month to take care of that person. I should spend 2 months to take care of that person. Just forget it. You don't have time. Okay? If you had a 100-year guaranteed life, you can split up your time, you know. I'll get rid of that person on the internet for 1 month. Then I'll get rid of that person on the internet. But if you don't know how long you're going to live, just forget them, okay? The worst thing you can do to your enemy is forget them. It's the thing that pisses them off the most. Okay? Well, sorry, what was your name again? oh, I attacked you for 2 years. Don't you remember my name? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay. They really hate it, okay? If you don't pay any attention to your critics and things, it's the best thing you can do to bug them. Okay? Like, yeah, I remember you attacked me on the internet, but I don't remember your name, I'm sorry. Okay? If you really want to hurt your enemies, just ignore them. Okay? It pissed them off. Oh, she doesn't even remember my name. I tried so hard to hurt her, you know. Okay? And then your friends, you can't take it, you can't take, you know, do what you can to help your friends, do what you can to help your family, but it's endless. There's no end, you know. So be nice, do what you can for people, but the best thing is to practice and become a Buddha, and then you can really help people, okay? So if you have a choice between making birthday cakes every week or becoming a Buddha, I think it's better to become a Buddha, okay? It doesn't mean you're not a nice person. It means you're a more nice person, okay? And maybe the people who don't get a birthday cake won't like you, but that's okay, okay? You have to make your choices, you know? You can really help people. Like, you can go to medical school and learn to cure people, or you can make birthday cakes, you know? Which is nicer? Which is better? Go to medical school. You can really help people. Okay? Like that. You have to make a choice. Dharma, the people in this room are not trying to choose between should I kill people or should I help people. The people in this room are trying to decide what's better, what's a better good and what's a lesser good. Okay? And you have to make the right decisions. Okay? Of course you're a nice person. But are you going to be more nice person or less nice person? Okay? Got it? Dharma people have to make tough choices about their career. So it's important to realize, to keep in mind, we don't know when we're going to die. Okay? There's no guarantees in this world. In this part of the world, there's no guarantee. Okay. This is a quotation from Zi. What's Zi? Yeah, good. Zi means kosha. And the long name is Chungunba Zi, Abhidhamma Kosha. Okay. This is a book from the most recent version was written 17 centuries ago. The first one was written by Maudgalyayana. Okay. 500 BC. And Dhammi Nyen means that when you do the mandala, it's this continent, northern continent, okay? North continent, north part of the world. They have definite lifespan, okay? They live for 1,000 years, guarantee. If you get born there, you live for 1,000 years. It's a different part of this world, you cannot see it, okay? Okay, we're over here. Okay, you're stuck over here. But the people who live over here, they have 1,000-year lifespan, always. They always live 1,000 years. The name of that continent is Unpleasant Sound. Why is it called Unpleasant Sound?
Because you hear someone say, you're
going to die. Like 2 weeks before you die, you hear a voice from the sky and it says, you're going to die in 2 weeks. And then suddenly you start to have underarm odor for the first time. And you start to burp and you start to sweat and you start to smell funny. And all the other people there are like, and they start to avoid you. So you die very lonely. Okay. The Chang Dhammi Nyen. Okay. Chang Dhammi Nyen. Okay. And then it says, Ni Na Che Che Pangbo O. This is Abhidharma. It's difficult to understand. Nina means onto. Che-che means, che-che bang means cut by half. Onto, cut by half. What's it mean? People on the western continent, which is here, they always live for half of what the northern continent people live. So how much? They always live 500 years, guaranteed, okay? Western continent. What's it called? Pawang Chu. K Cattle, they like to grow cattle, okay? I don't know why. Then on the other continent, which is to the east, what's going on there? Cut it. Yeah, they have larger bodies than we do. And cut by another half. So how many? They live for 250 years. Okay. So the other three parts of this world, they have guarantee. These guys live for 1,000. These guys live for 500. These guys live for 250. But what's happening down here? Uncertain. No fixed number. Okay. On our world, you don't get a certificate when you're born. Okay. So there are other places where lifespan is fixed, definite. Then you can make a plan. First 20 years, I'll hurt all my enemies. Second 20 years, I'll take care of my friends. Next 60 years, I'll practice. You can make a plan like that. But we cannot. This is also Abhidhamma Kosha. Dinang mange means on this, in this part of the world, our southern part called Jambu. Ngepa me. We don't know how long we're going to live. Tamani lo chu. The average lifespan at the end of the cycle is 10 years old. So it goes in huge cycles. Okay, and in the beginning, tambo paktu me. The average lifespan is 10 to the 60th power years. Okay? I don't know. You figure it out. It's like, I don't know, billion, 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 billion years. So Buddhism believes that each planet goes through an evolution where they begin like a Garden of Eden. Buddhism believes that. Every planet starts with a very beautiful, like a garden. People don't need to eat. Light comes from their bodies. There's no war. There's no sickness. People live for a billion, 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 billion years. Okay? Then somebody tells a small lie. Okay? And then it starts. And then the karma begins to change in the world. And finally, you reach a time when the average lifespan is 100 years. That's what we're in now. Okay? People live 60, people live 70. We're in the middle of what's called the 100 years era. And then after that, it will go to 90, 80, 70. And at the end, just before the world is destroyed, people average lifespan is 10 years. Okay, so we're closer, we're very close to that time. And the Abhidharma says, third chapter Abhidharma says, when that time comes, somebody will blow up the world with a weapon which turns the sky to fire. Okay? It says in the Abhidharma, okay? Somebody will release a bomb, bombs, and they will destroy the world. And a few people will survive. And a few survivors get together and they decide we should be more moral than the people before. And then because of their morality, their lifespan goes up to a billion, 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 billion. Okay, again. And then the whole thing starts over again. 60 times, 80 times. Cycles, big, huge cycles. That's called a big kalpa. 80 of those little kalpas is a big kalpa. And then it goes, it just keeps repeating itself. Okay? Garden of Eden, war, blow up the whole planet, few people survive, Garden of Eden, and it just keeps going in cycles like that. Okay? Dambaling par, dambar se lo pak me tubang. In the beginning, people on this, in this part of the world, can live average lifespan billions of years. Chung me, it's true. Ta lo ching o ring ta che go par sung. But in the end, it drops to 10 years old. Chir zambaling be tse lang nepa me ching. So even though the range is 10 to a billion, 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 there's no fixed number for any of us. We could live for 10 years, we could live for 30 years, we don't know. Okay. More especially, in these days, which are called the day, the darkness, days of darkness, nobody in this world in these times reasonably expects to live forever. Okay? But, qi rang qi me, ta lo tsam mi qi. Everybody says, I know I have to die someday, but I don't believe I'll die in 2016. Okay? Like, there will be a day when Geshe Michael dies, but it's not going to be 2016. We have this feeling, okay? Sambe lo shik ma shi par du ong. And people carry that thought until the day they die. They're always saying it won't be this year. And then they die, okay? De ju zhen yang, and the reason is, ga shi ki re shik mi chi te lu shun bi qir nyam na. Some people can say, you know, some people say, I'm still pretty young. Geshla, I'm only 25. Or Geshla, I'm only 30. Or Geshla, I'm only 35. Okay? I'm pretty young. So, you know, I don't have to worry so much. De kyang mi pente. Come on. Open your eyes. Chiwa ni lo genshin korin mepar. Lord Death doesn't take people in order. Lord Death doesn't kill older ones first, and then the pretty old ones, and then the medium old ones, and then last, the youngest ones last. Doesn't do that. There are many, many cases in the world where the mother and father have to bury their son or their daughter, and there's nothing more painful. There's nothing worse than that, okay? Many people have to bury their son. Many people have to bury their daughter, okay? They are younger. They die first, okay? It happens. It happens to many. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's the worst thing for a parent to see their child die. Then the parent will say, I wish I died first, you know? The parent will say, I wish I died first, you know? But Lord Death doesn't have any logic, you know? Death takes the young one, then Death takes the old one, then Death takes two medium ones, and then goes for three young ones, and there's no logic, okay? You can see it with your own eyes, okay? You can see it with your own eyes. And all of us, de xin du rang le chen wan mambo shi ngar shi sin la. All of us saw people younger than us die. Okay? All of us saw people younger than us who died. Kachi ni kema talk to shiwa ye. There's a lot of people who die just after they're born. A lot of children die in the first few weeks for no reason. They just die. Okay? Gashik natsa mepe michi nyam yang. Then some people say, Geshe-la, I'm very healthy. I don't have high blood pressure. You know, I don't have big cholesterol. I don't have any particular sickness. Deya nepa mete, nepa melsar nyane de ma chipar. Do you think you're supposed to get sick first and lay on the bed for 6 weeks and then die? Do you think it always goes like that? No. You can see many people die suddenly, car accident, you know, choked to death on a steak at the casino in Singapore, up on that big restaurant at the top of the, you know, what's it called? The casino in Singapore. Many rich people die in those restaurants. They choke on the good food, and they die. You know, then they didn't lie in the bed for 6 weeks and die. They just died on one evening. Okay, many people. Okay, so there's no order. You can't say I'm young, so I have more. I will have longer time, and you can't say I don't get sick, Geshe-la. I never catch a cold. Yeah, but you might catch a car accident. Okay. Somebody went off the road on the way here before. You know, you go across that mountain, there's all these big rocks. So, what was her name? Ness Chu, from Chinese lady. She fell off in those rocks. Her car fell down. She fell asleep driving, and her car fell down the cliff. Right there, on the way to Diamond Mountain, you know. And she didn't die. There were two Mexican guys, illegal. Everybody else just drive by. They got out of the car, they climbed down in the mountain, and they saved her. Okay. She's fine. She lives in New Zealand. She has a good practice. She married a nice New Zealand guy. Okay. Who is a student here? But you don't know. Okay. You can die on the way to Diamond Mountain. She almost died. Okay. The worst place, those big, big rocks, many big rocks, she fell off there. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop there. We have about 15 minutes. If you have any questions about your retreat, because this is your last chance to ask a question. If nobody has a retreat question, I'll do other questions. Does anybody have a retreat question? Not sure what to do about retreat. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Dennis.
I really liked the Jason Copper retreat we did last March.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if I could slip in a little bit of that, those meditations.
Yeah, sure. It's your retreat, okay? It's your retreat. Generally, it's good if you master these meditations, but I think you have time to do some more if you want, okay? So if you have something special you want to do, like Amitabha mantra, or that's fine, okay? We don't have retreat police coming to your house. Make sure you're doing the correct mantra, okay? It's your retreat, okay? It's your life. How much life you have left, you don't know, you know? So do what's close to your heart, okay?
Thanks.
That's fine, yeah. It's your retreat. Don't feel like you have to. If you don't feel well, take a break, okay? If you feel nervous, take a break. If you feel like you can do more, do it, okay? It's your retreat, okay?
Hi, Goshi.
Hi.
I do have a question, but first of all, thank you for the three-day teaching.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have you gone through a period of time which you will be questioning your belief in the Buddhism? What do you do about it?
Yeah, good. Okay. If you come through a period of time in your life when you start to question all of these things, you know, what should you do about it, okay? There's a place you can reach in your practice where you will never doubt anything again, okay? It's called Path of Seeing. So if you reach that, it's a cool level. You see Kongxing directly. You understand all the books are 100% correct. All the books of this lineage, all the teachings of this lineage are absolutely correct. You can see it. There's one day when you see it directly. And then nobody can tell you anything. You become super stubborn. Before you were stubborn, then you become super stubborn. And people are like, I read this psychology thing. Here's the book, you know. I always go like, oh, thank you so much, you know. And then I'm like, I just throw it away in the airport. Okay? Like, I know what I believe because I saw it. And I don't believe the other stuff. I just, people's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, thank you very much, you know. Until that time, you can have doubts, right? So what should you do about doubts? I think, who wants to show me the DCI dance? He can show you. Ready?
Turn the camera around, Scott.
So, we learn in DCI. Anybody ask you a question, just go like that. Use the four steps, okay? Really, it cures everything. It's the correct answer for everything. If you want to be a DCI teacher, you can learn in about 3 minutes. It's funny, many people want to be DCI teacher, and we tell them, just give people the same answer, four steps, and they don't get it. And I don't know why. Number one, I want to resolve my doubts about Buddhism, okay? In Buddhism, it's a good karma to have a doubt. In Buddhism, it's a good karma to have a doubt. To accept something when you don't understand it is bad karma, okay? That's a bad karma. So all those nice people say, oh, Geshe La, thank you, I believe everything you said. They're making some bad karma. Then the people who say, Geshe La, I believe 90% of what you said, but 10%, I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Then somebody asked Maitreya, if I have a doubt about what the teacher said, should I just believe the teacher? Do I not love Geshe Michael if I have a doubt? And Maitreya said, no, doubt is good. In Buddhism, doubt is good. That's why we just had a debating. You're supposed to talk about your doubts, you know. When you go to the debate ground, you bring your doubts, you see. And in the monastery, we don't just, you have to debate principle number 3 and then principle number 4 and principle number 5. If you're a good debater, you bring your doubts to the debate ground. And you say, look, Geshe Lhasa said the Buddha set aside this karma of 60,000 wheel emperor king lives, and that's supposed to mean nobody gets hungry anymore, whoever practiced Dharma. I'm not sure, you know. I kind of doubt it, okay? Then you see if anyone can help you prove it, you see? And Maitreya said, it's important not to say bad things about the Dharma, okay? You cannot say that's a stupid idea. It's important to say, I respect you, I love you, teacher, but that idea, I gotta chew on it more. I'm not quite sure yet. You know, I love you, I know you're a good person, I know you studied for many years, but that idea, I'm not sure yet. And then Maitreya said, that's a good karma. That's a good karma. And he said, have a special box in your house called All My Doubts About the Dharma. You know, write them down. I'm not sure about the 60,000 king of the world saving the karma for other people. I'm not sure about that. Write it down. Keep it in the box. Look at it every few weeks, okay? So that's a good karma. Just to accept every... If I tell you you should go out and kill all the deer you see this week, then you're not supposed to accept it. You're supposed to say, why did he say that? And eventually you're supposed to say, Geshe Lhasa, I think that's wrong. I think you're testing us, okay? Okay, so in Buddhism, you're supposed to not believe anything if it doesn't make sense, okay? So it's a very good thing. If you want to use the 4 steps, number 1, I have doubts, I'm not sure about them. Number 2, find other people who have doubts. Number 3, help them with their doubts once a week. You can take them to debate ground. We're building, I hope, inshallah, we're building a special coffee shop in Sedona. We bought the property next to our college. The college will be finished in two months. You can come and take DCI teacher training, ACI teacher training, yoga teacher training. In 2 months, the college will be finished, okay? And we bought the land in front of the college. Why? We are building, a cat is building a coffee shop. Why? That's the modern American debate ground. Okay? Starbucks is the place where we debate in America. We don't go out here in the sun. We sit and have coffee. We say, Geshe Lhasa said that thing. Geshe Lhasa said that thing about 60,000. I don't know. I just can't buy it. You know? Do you have any ideas about it? You know? Can you help me with that? Okay. We're building a modern debate ground. It's called Starbucks. Okay. We're gonna call it. What was that? Riyadh. It's a Muslim coffee shop. Because the government and the newspapers told us we're supposed to hate the Muslims, so we're going to name it Muslim Coffee Shop. Okay? So, and then at night, be happy. You are working out your doubts. So I want to repeat, in Buddhism, to have a doubt is a very good karma, very healthy, very correct. And then you can solve it with karma. 4 steps, okay? Good. But doubt is very good, okay? Very good. But the doubt shouldn't be disrespectful, okay? You don't like throw the book in the garbage and say, Geshe Lhasa, this is stupid. You'd say, I'll keep that on the shelf for a while. I'm not sure about that one, okay? That's what Maitreya said to do. All right, other question? Especially about retreat. Especially about retreat. Retreat questions.
I was wondering what the other mantras we might be saying would be other than just the Mikme Sewe
Terche. Yeah, okay. That's a good question. There's in this retreat, you are encouraged to do Jetsam Kapa mantra. Okay. Mingme Tsawe Tachin Chen Mesi. Okay. But in any retreat, forever in your life, you can do the name mantra of your teacher. Okay. You can do the name mantra of your teacher. And that's very powerful. Okay? If you can't remember Mingme Tsawe Tachin, you can just remember name mantra, okay? When I did my 3-year retreat, I just did my lama's name for 3 years, okay? I didn't do any other mantra. I didn't do Vajrayogini mantra, okay? For 3 years, I did my lama's name, okay? How do you do a name mantra? First, you say Om, okay? You say Om. Om is a Godren. We call Godren. Godren means the opening chapter of the mantra. It's called Om. It's always Om, okay? So then you say Om. If you're Jenny Wang's student, you say Om. Jenny Wang. Okay? You say your teacher's name. Om. Jenny Wang. And then you say Ahum. Okay? Om Ahum, right? So you start with Om. 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 Jenny Wang Ahum. Okay, so Jenny's name mantra is 6 syllables, I guess. Om, Jin, Ni, Wong, Ahum. Yeah, 6. Like Om Mani Padme Hum, same, 6. Okay. Or if your teacher's name is Candy Lai, then you say Om, Can, Di, Lai, Ahum. And you just say it over and over, okay? Om, Can, Di, Lai, Ahum. 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 Okay? All right. And you can always do your teacher's name mantra.
Like one name?
Generally, we do syllable by syllable. You know, you can do that. You can do when you get used to the mantra. You can say Om Candy Laya Hum, Om Candy Laya Hum, Om Candy Laya Hum, Om Candy Laya Hum. Okay, you can do that. Okay, that's a always super powerful mantra. Okay, if you have a heart teacher. You can use their name. Doesn't have to be alive, okay? Some people really respect Jesus. Some Buddhist people really respect Jesus. That's fine. You can say, Om Yeshu Ahum, Om Yeshu Ahum, Om Yesu Ahum, Om Yesu Ahum. That's okay. Or Muhammad. We have a lot of Muslim students now. You can say, Om Muhammad Ahum, Om Muhammad Ahum, Om Muhammad Ahum. That's okay. No problem. It could be someone you didn't meet yet. There's a song by, what is it, Alanis Morissette? No, Bjork. What's the first part? I miss you, but I haven't met you yet. So you can just make a name, you know. Om Lama Ahu, Om Lama Ahu. Okay, Om Lama I didn't meet yet, Ahu. Om Lama I didn't meet yet, Ahu. That's okay. That's fine. That's fine. No problem. Okay? You can say Om Lama. And in your mind, you can think the one I didn't meet yet, you know. You know, you have to keep going in your life until you meet your heart teacher. And then you will know. Okay? You don't. There's no rule that if someone teaches you Lam Rim, that's your heart teacher. Okay? You will find your own. Could be me. Could be anybody. It's up to you. But you're free. You know, you see who you feel connection with that person. Could be dead already. Could be you missed them, but you didn't meet them yet. Okay. So you do what your heart tells you. Okay. And that's a name mantra. Okay. All right. Any other retreat question? I think there was one over here.
Same question.
Oh, same question. Good. Yeah. Or if you feel close to Amitabha or something, you can do that mantra. Okay. Retreat question?
Yeah.
Ronit? One more over here.
Can I ask, add one more question? When you're saying your lama's name, on your lama's name, and then Ahong, what's your visualization like? What are you going to think when you're trying to see?
Yeah, good. Sometimes you can try to picture them, and that they are watching you. And the most important thing to concentrate is that they love you. So if you're focusing on their eyes, that they are looking at you with a lot of love. So when you're doing their mantra, you are taking a shower in their love, you know. They are just loving you. So it doesn't have to be very complicated, you know. They are just loving you. And you feel the feeling of their love like a nice warm shower. I hope I get warm shower these 3 days. I'm worried about it. Just you feel their love coming down on you like that. That's the main thing. If you don't get their hair right, or their eyes are moving around, or their nose gets two noses, or that's okay. That's not so important. It's the feeling of how they feel to you. That's the important thing. Don't worry too much about if you got all their freckles correct or something. Okay. Xiaoping.
Oh, yeah, Geshe. So, just I mentioned about the name. Just I mentioned about that Jenny Wang or Kendi Lai. It's their, what's the name, right? But, So, when we say the mantra, should we say the Dharma name? Or what could we say? Can you say some examples? For example, if we want to say the name of you, and what should we do?
Yeah, good question. If you know their Dharma name, it's better to use their Dharma name, okay? So my Tibetan Dharma name is Lobsang Chenzin, but it's easier to say the Sanskrit. What is that? Sumati Dharmadhara? S-U-M-A-T-I, Sumati Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. Dhara, D-H-A-R-A. Okay, that's a Sanskrit name. Sumati Dharmadhara. If you're not sure, ask Jigme. I'm not sure. Okay. Any other question? Oh, you had a question. Yeah, go ahead. Microphone is coming. Sounds like India. Ronit.
Thank you, Geshe-la, for all your loving teaching. Just to make sure I understand, when we do the Jetam Kapa mantra, we do one beat. How do you call that? One beat.
Yeah.
To all the mantra.
Yeah, mingmei tsewe techen chenwe si timi kimi o ma jamai yan diva mana jan tsewe na kani gebi tsengen tsengu ma lohan jabi shala suda. Okay.
And can we, I never met Jetam Kapa yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, can we imagine your heart teacher as Jetam Kapa and the rest of the Buddhas there?
So. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I have a heart teacher who's a woman. And one day she came, I kept seeing her as Tsongkhapa, and I kept resisting it because it was so weird. You know, she's a woman, Jetam Kapa's a guy. But I couldn't stop thinking like that. And finally, I just decided it's okay. She's Jetsun Kapa, you know. So it's okay, yeah. Outside looks like one person, inside Jetsun Kapa. Okay, yeah. That's fine. So you can do Jetsun Kapa mantra as your name mantra of your teacher also. Okay. Any other question? Okay. We kind of have to get started pretty soon before it gets dark, but go ahead. There's one question over here. Try to make short question. Try to make short answer, Geshe-la.
Vielen Dank für die Gelegenheit, dass wir hier sein dürfen.
Bitteschön.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be here.
Und über den Tod nachdenken zu können. Was mich die ganze Zeit berührt, ist die Frage, wie war es mit Jesus? Er ist nicht gestorben.
Thank you for teaching us thinking about the death, but the question which touches me most is, Jesus did not die.
Say again, Jesus?
Jesus didn't die.
Yeah, good, okay. Yeah, the idea, the purpose of studying death meditation is not to die. The purpose to study death meditation is to learn not to die. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. One more, I think. Stanley? Chen Chen? Xiaoping?
Okay. 非常感谢葛修老师，我是第三次来参加这个闭关三天的。我想有一个我一直有点模糊的，就是当我们做这个闭关的结节的时候，就贴那个嗡啊吽那三张纸的时候，我们是贴在自己的门上，因为我们有时候会出去散步，会走一些地方走得比较远，那我们是要贴到那个我们可以去到的那个边界呢，还是我们贴在我们的门上就好了？
So Krishna, I have participated this kind of three-day retreat for three times, and every time that I have this question, because we have this sticker to put on our home on the paper, and usually what we do is that we put the stick on the door, but sometimes that during the retreat that we would just walk outside. So is it correct that we put it on the door, or we should put it on like to the border that we would walk towards? Like,
yeah, okay, good question. That Samto, the Omahum marker, you should put it on the, usually we put it on the side of the door where it doesn't move. You see, the door moves, but this part, the frame of the door, we put it on the frame of the door, okay, facing out. Then, that's for special protection of your retreat cottage, okay? Because most of your meditations will be inside the retreat cottage. For protection outside the retreat cottage, Tim has arranged people to run to the four corners of the property, and there will be a marker. So when I did my three-year retreat, the one marker was like half a mile that way, and one marker was half a mile that way. And it was fun. At the end of retreat, we tried to find them 3 years later, and we found them. They say it's important to take down the marker, because it blocks spirits. Then if you don't take them down after retreat, if you leave one up on the mountain, it causes traffic jams, spirit traffic jams for many years, you know, because they keep working. So you have to be careful to take them down also. You have to remember where you put them, okay? All right? So don't worry. He's taking care of the whole property. And we're going to activate that fence 15 minutes after we finish this class. We're going to activate the big fence, okay? Electric fence. Electric Dharma fence. One more question, I think. Real serious questions, because we're supposed to go. Nope. You didn't have a question before.
Yeah. Thank you, Geshe Michael. And my question is that here is the schedule. Shall we be very strict with the time? Because when I first saw that, like from 7 to 7.30, we need to read more than 150 pages. Yeah. I go through it, and then I found that maybe it is quite difficult for me to finish it half an hour.
It's a good question, and someone asked me earlier, and I forgot to mention. So the Jorchu, the thing you're supposed to recite in the morning, just do half hour. And stop. Where you finish, you stop. Next day, start there. And go like that. Okay? So remember where you stop. You can't do the whole thing in half hour. It's correct. So do half hour. Stop. Mark the place. Next day, start there. And then just keep going like that. Okay? Good question. Other question? One more? Jenny had a question, I think. Om Jenny Ahung has a question.
Thank you, Geshe. I just want to make it clear about these things. Is it put on the door frame one, and another tree? We have four papers here. So another tree is go to different wall.
Yeah, outside
house,
wall. Outside wall. Outside. So start with the front door. Start with the... Well, actually, walk out your door.
Yeah.
And do the one on the left first. So
do
don't
from
do the
left first.
Don't do the main door first.
Oh.
Main okay. door last.
Oh, main door last.
Okay. It's like closing the door.
Okay.
So do the go out your door, turn left, go around the corner,
okay.
and put it on the outside of that wall. Okay. Then go around the next corner, put it outside that wall. Go around the next corner, put out that wall. Fourth one, last one, is your door,
okay.
the frame of your front door. That's the last one.
So okay. it's in the top of the frame.
It should be pretty high up, and it should not blow away, and it should not get wet if it rains, but it doesn't rain here much, okay?
Okay.
And can I see it? You should have some kusha grass. So you make three folds, okay, like that. Okay. Then you put your kusha grass inside. Okay. And you tape it strongly. So if there's a strong wind, it doesn't blow away. Okay? So tape it really strong. Okay? And find a place.
Some of the cabins you stuck on, you can't stick it through. Can you put it on like a branch or a tree that's right?
Yeah, you can put it on a nearby tree or something. If it's difficult to tape it on the wall, if the wall is like this and it doesn't stay, you can tape it on something else. That's okay.
So it's put on the wall or put on the floor?
High up.
It's put on the high
up. Yeah, like a Vajrayogini who is 7 feet tall, they will see it on the eye level. Okay? Vajrayogini is 7 feet tall, 2.5 meters.
Okay.
She's, sometimes I see her in the airport. Some lady, 2.5 meters high. She's always that tall, so should be eye level with her. Okay, a little bit high.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Any other question? Aya.
Thank you, Michelle. For people staying in the tent, where shall we put your stuff?
Yeah, if you're in a tent, you can get a bunch of heavy rocks. Put some heavy rocks at the bottom. Then put it there and put a few heavy rocks on top of it. That's okay for a tent, if you're staying in the tent. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where will we get the tape?
From Tim. Everything's from Tim. Also, if you need a pizza, just ask. Other questions? There's some questions over here. Wait. Microphone. Slow-mo.
In the last retreat, people were attempting to put the samtos on the door frames and were using rocks to try to hammer things in.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't working very well. And I know that many of the houses, if you try to put push pins in or something, you're going to get the stucco falling off.
Yeah, we asked people this time to use tape.
Okay. And if possible, maybe not directly on the house, but as you said, rocks or trees or something.
It should be directly on the house. And then the staff will fix the cracks afterwards.
Okay.
One more question over here, I think.
Because we are, like in my Ekadashi, we are four.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to put them?
Oh, just one set of four is enough.
Okay.
You don't have to put 16.
Okay.
No, it's a good question. It's a good question. Not bad question. Any other questions? Okay, one question over here. Ronin, I think.
I'm in a tent and I have like a trauma, so where do I put the trauma in order not to have encounters with wild animals?
Keep the trauma inside the tent. Yeah.
Inside
if you need, put it in a jar.
Okay.
Put it in a jar. Okay. Okay.
No, but I'm meditating.
You can keep it, but keep it in a jar.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Put it in a jar. If you don't have a jar, ask Tim. question over here. By the way, you should not leave food outside. Okay? It's not nice. It doesn't help the animals. Okay? They get cavities. Okay? Don't leave food outside. Don't think you're giving food to the animals. Because we have big, big, big animals who come. Bear. You don't want them to come. Okay? So don't leave food outside. Don't leave food outside for the animals. Okay? It doesn't help them. Okay? We had one bear who came here because we left food outside. The government caught the bear and killed it. Okay? So you don't want to do that. Okay? So don't leave food outside. Okay?
可是第一个问题是多玛要放哪里？第二个问题是我们的。
So the first question is, where should we put the dorma?
第二个问题是我们的房子里面住了四个人，两个房间，六面墙，外面有六面墙，所以我应该贴哪里？
And the second question is our house that we have four people but two rooms and we have like six different walls and how should we put the sticker?
Oh, pick four walls, it's okay. You don't have to put six. If there's six walls, you can put six, but outside, on the outside. Okay, the torma, I suggest you keep on your altar for the whole time. Okay, keep the torma on your altar the whole time. If you get bugs...
Three people, three torma.
That's okay, yeah.
Together?
That's fine.
The same altar?
And then put them in a jar. Okay. Well, we have to get some jars. I don't know. Anyone who needs a jar, tell them. Or you can keep it in a glass, but keep it closed, okay? Because the bugs will come. Okay, wait. Any more question? Wait. Microphone.
The protection marker doesn't have to follow direction, four direction of the...
It's okay. Whatever the four walls are, it's okay.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Jasmine, question?
Oh. 我们在完成这个闭关后，后面还有十天的闭关，那我们需要把那些，哦，七天，然后需要把那个取下来重新再做一次结界，还是就可以继续沿用？
After this retreat, we will have a 7-day retreat more, so should we take off those...
take them off on Friday morning. And we will have a new set for the next retreat. And we'll have new tormas for the next retreat. Okay? Okay. Take a 10-minute pee-pee break, and we'll meet you in the student center for the prayer to close the retreat border.